When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Roleplay Retcon does not own any part of the movies we retcon, nor are we associated with the artists who make them. Also, we might not be super kid-friendly, but we're not going to curdle your milk or anything.
The music in this series features No More Kings. Check them out at nomorekings.com or wherever you find music.
Previously on Roleplay Retcon does The Adventures of Pluto Nash. Tracy, Leroy, and Pluto manage to fight off the mysterious paramilitary squad and save the patrons of the mutant hangout Slimothy Jimothy's, though not without some serious injuries to Tracy and Leroy. In return, bartender Honeysuckle and the rest of the patrons pledged a life debt to Pluto and company. Now they plan to spread the message that something is rotten in Graceland the best way three people in the entertainment biz know how, with a concert. Sweet of light, obey the groove tonight. We'll make you move tonight. Hang on tight, we'll boogie out of sight. Don't fight it, we're united tonight. All right. Question number one. Did you spread the message of the revolution?
No.
Well, Jency did, didn't they?
I was also going to say no, but then yes, you reminded me that Jency, like, gave an impassioned speech, and you've even like turned a whole crew of people to your side.
I feel like it's maybe a yes.
Did you gain new allies or resources?
Yes. We did.
Pretty. Come on, Alex.
What do you mean no?
Did you interrupt a system of corruption?
Yes.
We did.
No.
Alex.
What do you mean no? You literally stopped them from spying on them.
I guess that is true. Though we don't know if it's a system of corruption or just a bunch of, like, perverts.
I think you know. Well, so there's no such thing as government. So it's not like government corruption.
But it was diplomatic.
So, but, like, there's something stinky happening in the state of Denmark.
Denmark.
Graceland. So I'm going to give you that one. I thought about not because you, like, don't really know what's going on. But, like, no, you very clearly interrupted something bad happening. Did you protect the people from this happening again?
Maybe? No. Not really.
Obviously, you can't say for sure.
We scared the bejesus out of them. They ran away.
Like, yeah, I don't think the question is saying, did you 100% absolutely prevent this from ever happening again? No, but you did protect them. You added a layer of protection, I would say.
Nice.
That is the one I think you most directly did. So I think for the first time, you guys got all four of the questions.
Let's go.
And that gives us a bonus XP.
I don't think that's true. Is it? Are you just saying that?
I'm just saying that.
Okay. It was with such confidence. So some people leveled up?
Yes.
Everyone but me.
I'm going to choose a picket line from Gildy. And picket line says, if there's a valid danger of letting authority figures into a location, you can delay their entry nonviolently so long as there are people willing to physically be by your side.
Oh,
nice.
That's cool.
And I think for this concert we're about to put on, that might be pretty good.
No, I'm going to bump up my presence. Take that, Ben. Suck it.
Take that, Ben. Suck it.
Go ahead, Kendo.
Oh, go ahead, Ben, suck it. Well, I'm the king of rock. There's none high. You suck, MC, should call me Psy. To burn my kingdom, you must use fire. I won't stop rocking till I retire. 2 years ago, some friends of mine asked me to say some MC rhyme. So I said this rhyme that I'm about to say. The rhyme was deaf and it went this way. I took a test to become an MC. Orange Crush became amazed at me. Well, they threw me inside the Cadillac. The chauffeur drove off and he never came back. They stripped the record down to the bone. And now they got me rocking on the microphone. We started talking about autographs. Here's the life I'm in a... So you just
said you're doing a concert. How?
So here's the plan. We got to get the folks over from Baskin's. We're going to let them know we're going to put on another concert. We need to get some people over to Nash Vegas to help clean it up, set it up. You know, it's going to be kind of a little ramshackle throw together. It's not going to be like a, you know, it's not going to be like a usual kind of show we'd put on. But I think like DIY, do you think we can pull off that kind of vibe?
I can do it, boss. Okay. And he runs out the door.
Hey, okay. Well, that wasn't... He's got the spirit.
He does have the spirit. We could do a montage.
I turned to Tracy. All right. I guess B is going to go do that. I guess we... Do you want to play?
I thought you'd never ask.
Okay. Well, I'm asking.
Yes. Now. Yes, I do. I do. Thank you.
Okay. Of course.
Now, you say play, but she doesn't play.
We have established that I play my vocal pipes.
Do you want to leave? Like, you'd be playing with the band from earlier.
Oh.
You think that would, yeah.
Yeah, they were,
I don't
know
if you wanted, like, more of a solo act or, I don't know, it's just been a while, so I don't know how you operate.
Oh, yeah, a band would be nice. Thank you.
Band would, okay, yeah, no, I can, and pull out my communicator and I'm going to message the band being like, hey,
that's not how that works. What communicator?
We don't have I forgot. I forgot that's the thing that we don't have.
Oh, the pigeon, right?
Yeah, we gotta. Is the pigeon still here?
Did the pigeon?
Well, if you remember, this may be the one thing you didn't remember. Leroy Brown ate the pigeon.
Mr. B ate the pigeon. Oh. I forgot. I did have the pigeon eater tag here that I forgot about it. Now I remember. Why I have that tag. Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
I love you sitting there trying to puzzle it out. It's like, pigeon eater.
It's like, hey guys, I was going to bring it up earlier. I was like, hey, I have a tag that says pigeon eater, and I don't remember what that is.
What metaphor could that be?
What is that a metaphor for?
Okay, where would we go get another pigeon?
They're sort of phone boothy kind of things. Like, they're just around. They're fairly easy to find.
You know what? It would probably, yeah, we should probably just go to Baskin's because I feel like communication might just be a little easier if we were.
Well, the band is there.
That at Baskin's?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we could just go there.
Oh, nice. Smart.
Yeah. Yeah. We can hop in the ship and take a ride over.
So you hop in the ship and a voice comes from the console. It's your AI that I think you chose for your ship, correct?
I did.
He says, why, hello there. Mervin here.
Mervin, nice to see you again. Thanks for the pickup and the quick save.
No problem. Glad to see you're all right, sir. Are you going to take the wheel yourself today, or shall I take you to your destination?
I'm going to be honest, Mervin. We just got out of a shootout.
Oh, dear.
And I should probably take a look at Tracy's legs. So,
I bet you too.
What?
I bet you do. Look at them legs. I bet you do.
It's purely business, stranger. And my, who is this?
My name's Allison Bama.
Allison.
I'm a street vagrant. It's just passing through.
Mervin, did you pick up Allison for a reason?
Oh, no, she's just right outside the window, sir.
Yeah, I'm right out here. I'm not, just because you can see me doesn't mean I'm inside where you are.
These windows are so clean. These are so clean. Really, we gotta. Really I gotta. Nice. I gotta tell the guy who cleaned these windows did a great job.
I'll help.
No. Okay. Now you're spit. Okay. Mervin, just drive. Mervin, drive. Mervin, just go. Mervin, go.
Heading to the dome that I said in episode 2 that Baskin's trash bin is in, because I do not remember. Let's see. Let me look at my notes. Oh, okay. Okay. I got it. The Anakin's dome.
Is there like a med kit or something that we can do? Because you still have the limping tag, don't you?
I do. Yes.
Is there a way that we can?
There's a bit of gauze in my back front seat pocket there.
Thank you.
Don't know what a back front seat pocket would be, but you know, whatever you want to imagine where that would be, that's where it is.
Is that this pocket? And I pop open.
Yep, there it is. There's a bit of gauze there, a bit of disinfectant.
Thank you, Mervin.
It's Mervin, actually.
Mervin, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. See, you know, when you're smuggling, you got to keep a first aid kit. Never know when you're going to get shot, stabbed, burned, poisoned.
You do keep saying smuggling, but there's... Nothing's illegal. Is that
That's true. We are... We've gone straight. We are all good. And just like kind of fumbling around with this med kit, trying to find anything that's actually useful. I guess like... Because you got shot? Is that correct? Is that why you're limping?
I'm going to be super honest. I don't remember.
I'm going to be honest. I don't remember. That makes the most sense.
Everything
was all lasers. Probably lasers. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was cauterized, but it should probably still be disinfected and maybe covered and maybe like covered up, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I've never treated laser burns before, so.
Me neither. We don't really have these on Earth.
Well, I just try not to get shot.
That's smart.
It's worked out a lot.
Nice.
Whew. So, how you liking the moon?
Well, it's my first day, and lots happened so far. I'm going to be honest.
Things move fast, yeah.
But, you know, I like the chaos, so it's not too bad, and it seems like we're doing some good stuff, so I'm happy about that.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest, hadn't really been the most community-minded person until, I guess, the last 24 hours, but...
Yeah, how has your life been up here?
It's been great. Got a bar, really good bar, made an amazing club, then it got... you know, shut up. You were there.
Yeah. Well, it was really super cool before that, definitely.
Yeah, I've been doing all right. How's things with, what's their name?
Oh, Francois.
Yeah, how's Francois?
Francois and I didn't really, you know, make it, but that's okay. People go their separate ways. No, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, you know, sometimes things just don't work out, you know. These things happen.
It's good to see you again, though.
It's good to see you, too.
Oh, hit a little turbulence here, boss. And when you're, like, anti-grav engine, just, you know, it's not always perfect. And it like, shorts out for a second, and you kind of bump into each other.
Oh. God, I'm so sorry.
Sorry.
That's okay. I'm a completely hack writer. Fucking hack.
No, that's the kind of movie we're making.
I'm gonna be honest, I'm just hitting random on tvtropes.com until I find something I like. Nice. And then I'm doing it.
Nice. That's so good. Oh god, sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. just
drive safer. Watch where you're going. Oh gosh.
Oh my leg.
Melvin, did you hit someone?
No, that's just Allison Bama. She's trying to extort us. She was also running incredibly fast to keep up with us.
You really want some of that legs, don't you?
Turns back to Tracy. So why the moon?
Lots of reasons or no reasons. It's hard to say. I don't know.
That is a spectrum.
Somewhere in between there, probably.
Somewhere in between lots and no. Got it. Heard.
I guess I just kind of felt like, I don't know, I needed a change of scene and another adventure, and I wanted to rock, you know? And I felt like this is a big old rock that I could...
It is a big rock.
I'm sorry.
It is a big rock. There's so much. I get it, you know? The moon is. It's just.
Yeah.
And I've been having. There's so much room to grow, to be, you know? Might have gotten a little, you know, made a misstep here. I mean, not so much of a misstep as someone tried to trip me, but, you know, catch myself. Keep on walking, keep on moving to the next big thing, and...
Yeah. You know, I always really admired that about you. You could just pick yourself up.
I mean, you can pick yourself up. I mean, you literally picked yourself up earlier. You got shot for damn sake.
Yeah, I guess so.
Assuming that all of this goes well and we don't get shot by some corpos, how would you like to work at Nash Vegas?
Oh.
If you're still looking for a place to work, you know, I can hook you up with a job, regular, you know, gigs, and, you know, kind of get your, you know, get your foot here and out here.
I bet you do want to see your foot in there.
Oh, God, what?
Okay, hey, is there, can we?
I'm trying, sir, but somehow she managed to.
Are we sure that's not Zoom Baby in disguise?
I'll add that to your list of potential candidates for Zoom Baby's secret identity that you've been keeping in your...
Thank you. I'm glad you've noticed. I've been uploading it from my mind.
I want Tracy to roll an act casual role.
Act casual role?
What you're actually doing here, we're going to, for just a second, make an act casual role an act cool role.
I rolled, a 5.
You suddenly find yourself becoming very tired, Tracy. Sleepy, even. And on a failure, you are trying to stay awake and be cool and not be vulnerable. But you took a lot of damage. And you took a lot of failures. And you find yourself being unable not to rest your eyes. And you fall asleep.
I call out to Mervin. Hey, You got blankets in here?
Left, rear, front, side pocket, sir.
We gotta label these. We gotta. We need a number system, alphanumeric, something. We gotta have it. And I go and I go search for the blanket.
You put the blanket on her, and you remember her. She's 10 years older, and it's not like she doesn't look 10 years older than the last time you saw her, or however long it's been. But this is the first time you remember her, and you remember being with her. Not to tell you how you feel or anything.
Yeah, no. I think there's a moment that as we're there that, Pluto sees Tracy and, really is taking in the curves of her face and, seeing the way that time has changed it in very small ways, and just kind of sits back, and in this moment I think probably this feels reminiscent of a time back on Earth, back in Vegas, where I think we were probably just out one night. I had the money, and so we rented a limousine for being around Vegas, and sitting in the back of this ship, driving, and windows to the stars on all sides just feels very reminiscent of home in a way that I don't think Pluto has felt in a long time. I asked the man what he wanted most. I guess he wanted most of all to know. Then he asked me what I wanted most. I answered this. And every now and again, though I sometimes fail to notice, life sneaks up and kisses my cheek, and all I want is this. Hello, it's Ben. I'm just going to take a few minutes to tell you a few things, and then we'll get right back to the episode. First important thing
I want to thank Kendrick Smith, a.k.a. Kendo, for joining us and playing Pluto Nash. They are the media production manager for Kobold Press and the GM and creator of Tales Yet Told, an actual play podcast that has two really cool and complete seasons. Its first season is Strangers in the Wood, a surreal, cozy, horror-like adventure that takes inspiration from, like, so many cool things. Like, Over the Garden Wall a little bit, but, like, really, like, the wild, like, rock and roll horror of the 80s. Stuff like Videodrome. Like, there's a little bit of The Matrix in there. It's weird. It's weird and it's cool. And then the second season is Whispers in the Sea, which is a fantasy pirate epic that you should listen to if you are very sad about Our Flag Means Death being canceled. Thanks to No More Kings for letting us use their music on this series. No More Kings is Pete Mitchell and Neil Robbins. I'm a big fan. We're all big fans. Love their music. I think it's fit very well with this series. I based a lot of things in this series on their music specifically. That's how big of a fan I am. We are playing Moonpunk by Wannabe Games. It's powered by the Apocalypse system, and I'm having a lot of fun with it. As always, there's the Roleplay Recon Discord and Patreon. Patreon has bonus content, and the Discord has bonus people. This episode was edited by me, Benjamin Gray, and our logo and show art is by Jeanette Blasius. Roleplay Recon is produced by Two Fish in a Jug and is part of the Nerdsmith Network. That's all I got for you. Enjoy the rest of the show.
His friends all say that he has changed. Mr. B was never ever late for anything. It seems his mind is somewhere else. And now instead of work, he'd rather sing. He hears a noise, it's a voice from the window.
Leroy,
that's me.
I guess you took a taxi or something.
No, ran the whole way there.
You ran the whole way there. Quite fast. You have arrived at Nash Vegas. And I'm going to let you do a read the room as you walk into the empty Nash Vegas.
Read the room. Smarts. Okay. Can I argue for a feline tag of being, like, hyper alert of all my surroundings?
I don't think in this scenario that's gonna, no, because I don't think that's what you're, I mean, you're looking for, you're assessing the job in front of you, so I don't think that's, like, a hunter's instinct. Sorry.
Can I argue pigeon eater because I like to eat pigeons?
I'm actually going to give you a minus one because cats are terrible at cleaning things. They make messes.
They are extremely good at cleaning themselves.
Sure.
That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah, and yeah, I don't think you're dirty or anything.
I don't know. I saw a video of a cat who made a bed, and I think, you know.
What do you have to say now, Ben?
I have to say, can you guys remember what I'm called in this game? What my title is?
Authority.
There you go. Read the room. Minus one.
Fine. Fine.
See, this is why we're against the authority. Down with the man.
That is a 9.
Well, still pretty good. You could ask one of those questions.
What's my opening for doing cleaning?
What most of what you really need to do is just get the show floor. The big wide open area where the entertainment happens, where people can come and, like, be in a mosh pit and stuff. You need to get that cleared up. The foam has mostly evaporated, which is good. There is some debris around from the laser blasts. So you really just need to mostly just sweep that up. And everything else could be sort of, like, covered easily. Like, you don't have to worry about the bowling alley or the casino right now.
It's a wild place.
Yeah, it sure is. Bar, you might want to get the bar cleaned up. Go ahead and check to see if Buzz Worthy's dead body is back there.
Yeah.
All right, you're working.
I put on some cool music. Cue music cue.
Okay. I want you to now do me another roll.
Okay.
I want you to think fast.
Okay. Can I argue pigeon eater as someone who thinks quickly about eating pigeons?
I think you could argue for either that or feline in this case. You know your whole thing about feline having perky ears and good senses? I think that applies here.
Okay, good. This will negate that negative one I've got. Ooh. 8.
On a 7 plus, you succeed with a complication. You hear something fall from behind the bar.
Better go check that out. Don't want to clean up something else.
And a bottle has fallen on the floor.
It wasn't the boss's favorite bottle, was it? Ben, was it the boss's favorite bottle?
That was...
Ben, I'm going to get so much trouble if it was the boss's favorite bottle.
No, don't worry. It was an outright failure, so it wasn't his favorite bottle. This was low shelf vodka or something. You know, I mean, it was behind the bar. They're not showing it off.
Good.
But still, you might need to clean it up.
I mean, obviously, that's what I'm here to do, clean things up. I get the mop!
And as you bend down, you feel something sharp in your neck. How do you respond to that?
I immediately go to smack it away.
It's like a little injector.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah, pneumatic injector. And the person that's put it in your neck is Buzzworthy. And he's like, "Ah, man, Leroy, I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to be you here."
And I assume I pass out.
Well, I'm trying to think if you need to roll for that. Because, I don't know, I feel like you're a big cat.
I have a big hat.
I'm not sure a single syringe would work on you.
You want me to roll bones?
But I'm going to give you a tag. Yeah, like, injected.
Is this temporary or a...
We're going to call it, like, forward. It'll be forward. So whatever you do, whatever this next thing is, it'll apply to that. Whatever you do now.
Remind me who Buzzworthy is.
He's the bartender.
Ah, okay. I punch him.
Roll a throw down.
And this will be affected by...
This will be a minus one. Yeah, infection. Sorry, because you are feeling sluggish.
Okay. That's because I'm going to punch him. That is a 10.
So on a 10 plus, you get to add an extra effect. You can take less damage, minus one harm. Move the victim where you want them. Hurt the enemy more, deal plus one harm. Or square up, become the enemy's focus.
I want to take less harm.
We'll say you do 2 harm, right? And you got one armor.
Yeah.
That's just going to basically make it so you get a punch off on him and he doesn't get one off on you. And... He, like, kind of goes down to the floor, but now you are, like, really feeling the effects of that syringe, whatever it was. And, like, Buzz sees this, and he's like, "Really, really sorry, Leroy, but he doesn't give a damn about us. He didn't even check on us."
"What are you talking about?"
"I think you'll be okay."
Don't wanna dance alone.
Tracy, you're waking up, and just as you are landing in the Nannykin's dome at Baskin's trash bin, Mervin says, "We've arrived."
"Oh, I'm..."
"Mind the gap."
"Sorry, I fell asleep." And she looks down and she sees the blanket on her, and then she just looks up at Nash. "Oh, thank you. Sorry."
"Hey, whoa. No sorry is necessary. We've been through a lot, so I get it."
"Yeah, I'm gonna call it the jet lag."
"We are here, so..." Kind of slaps legs, gets up. Very Midwestern. I don't know why I made him like that. That's just because that's who I am as a person, I guess.
Nice.
But No. I feel like you aren't usually like that.
I'm like, not usually like that.
You're being a little weird right now.
Oh, Nash is. Yeah, no, yeah. Nash is being like...
Oh, no, I don't know. Maybe Kendall's like that all the time, but...
Me? Oh.
I don't know.
I'm Midwestern for sure. Nice. Like, no, this is who I am. But I feel like Nash hasn't been... This is
who I am.
But I think Nash is taking on these because he's feeling a little bit more like he's back on Earth. being with Tracy, and so is taking on some old mannerisms, I feel.
Nice.
Does he have game? It's kind of weird to call it a game, but you know what I'm asking.
Like Riz? Is that what the kids are calling it these days? Riz? Yeah. I don't know. I don't think it's up to me to determine if I have Riz. I think it's for other people to determine if I'm going to stop calling it Riz because I hate that.
It's a good word, but it's never good to like force like young people slang. Like you're just going to sound weird.
You're just going to sound weird. I sound weird saying Riz, I feel. I don't know. I even still, I think it does he have game? I don't know. I feel like there are a lot of people that if he wanted to be with them, he could be, but how much of that is people actually liking him as a person or liking his money is a different thing.
Oh my God. Rich people have it so hard.
Rich people have it so
I don't think you're like a fucking billionaire or anything, though. You do well. You do
I do well. You live comfortably. I can pay for things and not think about it. I can go to a restaurant, have a really nice meal, and not think about the price.
Oh, that's rich, though. That's super rich. He's got the most successful like club.
It's not the one that makes the most money. It's just the one that gets the most people in the door. It's the most popular club. But it's not for rich people.
I make enough money that most people that I meet are impressed by it. But a suit is probably like, oh, that was my salary 3 years ago.
Yeah, but you're here. You're a Baskin's trash bin.
All right. So we get out and walk into Baskin's trash bin. How's it? What can I?
Same as it ever was.
Yeah. Okay.
Same as it ever was.
Good. Still looks good.
Same as it ever was.
I guess I want to make sure that.
Now, would you like to do a read the room?
I think the first thing, we were just at a bar where all of a sudden there were secret cops. And this, we do know that Baskin's trash bin has been bought out by JJJ&J.
No, Undies.
Undies, sorry. Undies Solutions. So we should probably still look around and make sure that, you know.
Yeah, I also want to do strange things happening every day.
What is strange things happen to me?
It's just read the room using presents instead of smarts.
Well, I'm only going to let one of you do it.
Oh.
I also have strange things happen every day.
Oh, yeah, because you took it.
Yeah, wait, what's your presents?
Three.
Yours is now, you, if you
yours
well,
is better than mine. So
you can dole out questions. You can let the other person take some questions if you want, but I'm only going to let one of you actually do the roll.
Okay.
So, kind of decide.
Then I think as we walk in, I turn around and go, fuck, I should have taken, there was another move I was thinking of taking called Got Your Sick, when, you let someone do something that you wanted to do yourself, I can give them a plus one,
but I did take that, cool,
tragically. But yeah, I think as we walk in, I, go, keep your eyes up, just making sure, make sure none of those weird secret cops show up.
I'm gonna roll, and I rolled, plus three, I got 9. Is that enough?
Well, it's enough for one question.
Dang it. So close.
Can I help?
Okay, you know what? You can actually help out. I will allow you to help out.
Yeah, I'm also on the lookout, so I'll, So 2d6 plus the associated stat, which would be the one for that
when I use presents, right, Jinxie?
Yes.
Yeah, I also have strange things happen every day, so I would also use presents, I guess. Oops, sorry, one of those dice fell. Okay, that's 6 plus 2 plus 1, that's 6 plus 3, that's 9.
Okay, on a 7 plus, you give your ally a plus 1 to their roll, but open yourself to any danger of failure.
Well, it's a 10.
Well, now you could do 3 questions.
Yay! Help me figure out what 3 questions we should do.
I feel like anything weird going on would be a good first one.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, authority, anything weird going on?
I know this is not very interesting, and the part of me wants to say yes to keep things interesting, but no. It's, everything is basically as it was the last time you were here. And the band from that night, the night Nash Vegas burned, is here, just like Baskin said. So
Everything seems to be in order.
Anything here look dangerous?
No. Again, aside from you just not loving that Undies logo on the wall, you look around and, like, yeah, there's not even, like, like, you even look, like, you know now, like, you're so cautious now. You look and, like, you know how you saw the person with the fake arm? You look around and you're like, no, this seems like pretty normal patrons.
Everyone has the right number of arms.
Nobody seems to be an undercover para-security force, secret para-security force, so...
So, what is my opening for doing a Rebellion rock show?
Oh, you've already gotten some returns on your investment with Baskin's Trash Bin, with Baskin's. She's already provided you with some information here. You think she actually might be a good source for getting the word out?
I think we should talk to Baskin.
All right, cool. We can split up and do both of these things at the same time. Or we can stick together and do it one at a time.
Yeah, you can talk to Carol and I'll talk to the band. Is that cool?
Works for me.
I'm going to go talk to the band.
So you go up to the band, this like three-piece band.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like a drummer, a keyboardist, and a guitarist.
Mm-hmm.
And the guitarist is the, I don't know, maybe there's four. There's a guitarist and a bassist, because I think you talked to the bassist the first episode.
Okay, yeah. Are they currently playing?
No, no, no. They're just they're enjoying a trash bin of French fries.
Oh, nice. Hey, friends, can I sit with you?
They scowl at you.
Rude. Why?
You took over their set.
They let me. They were cool with it.
Maybe you seem taken aback by that, and then like the bassist that you talked to that night, like softens up a little bit, and she's like, "Sorry, you're just." You just reek of Earth.
Oh, so we're legit xenophobic up in here. Is that what's going on? Because that's not cool, y'all. I don't know that I want to play with xenophobes.
Obviously, there's a lot of things happening that maybe we need to change our thinking about. She puts out a hand to shake your hand.
Yeah, I'll shake it.
They call me Nudes.
That's a cool name, Nudes. I'm Tracy.
And we are... And she gestures to everyone. And now we're going to make up a name for this band, because I don't have one. So, I have a way to do this. Okay, Jinsy, give me a noun.
No. All of the ones that just came into my mind are terrible, and I don't want to say them.
You know that you have to tell us. We don't have to use them, but you have to tell us what they were.
Well, the first one that came into my mind was France, and I was like, no, don't use France. And then the next one that came into my mind was toilet, and I was like, no, don't use toilet. And then I just stopped.
All right, all right. I'm not going to force you to use either one of those, thank but you. They're pretty good. They are for band names.
The French toilets.
No, no, no. You'd have to pick one.
Oh.
Give me a noun. Give me a noun. One word. This really wasn't supposed to throw you for this big of a loop.
Use your improv word generator.
You're my improv word generator. Okay, pick either France or toilet then.
France.
Okay, France. All right, Kendo, give me an adjective.
Flighty.
Okay. All right, Alex, give me a verb.
Laundering.
Oh, you didn't do an F word. Okay.
Floundering.
You don't have to. We can do laundering. I like laundering. I was just kidding. Okay. So I get to... So it's going to be the Flight of the French Laundry is what this band is called.
That's cool.
Is it? It seems quite silly.
I mean, it is, but it's so cool.
I'm imagining their first album was like a concept album of the French Revolution, and it was like... a bunch of people like breaking into like a French castle and like letting all and like throwing out all of the like clothing and dresses and finery out of the windows, and it's like the Flight of the French Laundry.
That's super cool.
Well, they're like, all right, so we're kind of fed up, you know, this guy came in and we told him no, that, you know, boss told him no, didn't want to sell the club, came in, shot the place anyway.
Yeah, that was messed up. Are you all okay, by the way?
Well, you are the first person to ask us that.
Yeah, we're okay. We didn't get hurt or anything.
Oh, that's good. We went and tried to stop those people, and I got shot a little bit. Being on the moon is weird.
That doesn't happen a lot, actually.
That's good to know.
Or ever. It's not violent like it is on Earth.
I mean, it's my first day, and I've already been shot, and someone came and, like, shot up a place.
Yeah, were you doing something that would maybe make it so you would get shot? I'm sorry. My instinct is to be mean to you.
I was actually helping uncuff people and save them from people who were actively trying to hurt us, but why are you mean to me?
I don't know.
I like your band name, and I'm glad you're doing okay.
So, you guys seem like you got a plan.
Well, you know, I came here to rock, and you guys rock, and I want to rock with you.
Okay. You want to play an instrument, or?
Yeah, I have pipes.
Oh, you want us to bang your backup band?
No, that's not what I said. I said I want to rock with you guys.
I'm going to have you do an influence someone.
Okay. Influence someone, roll plus presence. That's what I'm going to do. Ooh, yeah. 13.
On a 10 plus, they will attempt to do what is asked of them. So they're like, no, it's fine, actually. You're like a big deal on Earth, right?
I mean, I guess.
You got like a stage name or something?
I do. It's Sheena.
Her eyes widen. She's like, what the fuck? You're Sheena?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I put on my glasses.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
And she looks like... You see a glance. You see a glance. She looks at the other band members and, like, this has shook them. And she's like, yeah, okay, I guess we'll play backup for fucking Sheena.
No, not backup, man. We're playing together.
Okay, well, but you're obviously the front person.
Oh, cool, thanks.
We're going to call these people a team, 2 to 3 trained people. They are now your allies.
Oh, nice.
The Flight of the French Laundry is your new allies, a team, moderately talented. All right, Pluto, you're talking to Baskins, right?
Yes.
She's like, oh, hey, Pluto, what's going on?
Baskins, well, just came over from Slimothy Jimothy's.
I don't know what that is.
It was a bar.
Boy, I feel like I know where most of the bars are in Graceland.
Don't worry about this one. It's just, you know, a little hole in the wall. Nice place. Wouldn't necessarily recommend it, you know, kind of. It's fine. Well, I definitely wouldn't recommend it now. Actually, speaking of which, the thing I came over here to tell you about. There were some guys who shot up the place there.
Oh.
Yeah, no, just got back there. Just got back from there and, you know, some guys were hiding undercover, however you want to call it. And they were spying on some of the people there and then started trying to cuff people. Pulling out guns, blasters, that kind of thing. Tracy got shot. It was a wild time.
Yeah, this is the second firefight you told me you've been part of in less than 24 hours.
I know that there's a sequence of events that feel related to each other with me being the piece connecting them. These people were already at this bar before I got there. This was if we weren't there, all of those people would be in somewhere. I have no idea. They refused to tell us exactly who they were, who they worked for, which feels odd. Doesn't that feel odd to you?
I guess, but people don't got to tell you who they work for.
That's true. I guess the odd thing was that there were a bunch of people cuffing people. This ain't Earth. We don't have laws.
This ain't Earth. Hear, hear.
That's just kidnapping. And I know kidnapping isn't technically against the law because there are no laws, but, you know, on a more, like, not legal standpoint, more moralistic standpoint, that's kidnapping.
I would say that's socially unacceptable, even.
Exactly. It goes against the social contract. All right.
But Nash, you're sure you're not Nash? If you start up your blue baby business again, is that what's going on here?
Those days are behind me. All right, I'm not smuggling anymore. What I'm saying is, I may be one of the connecting two pieces, Look, I might be a connecting piece between these two incidents, but you know what else is a connecting piece between these two incidents?
I don't.
Corporations sending armed thugs into businesses to intimidate them. Of which I am a victim of one, and like kind of a victim of the second, because I was a patron at that bar. Why are you blaming me for the thing the corpos did? What I'm saying is, Baskins, is that you and the trash bin have allied yourself with people who are not for you, who are not for your patrons, who do not care about you or your patrons. And what happened at Nash Vegas and what happened at Slimothy Jimothy's could also happen here. And it'll be a lot easier for them to sneak in and hide themselves in a place where they don't even have to make themselves look like a mutant.
It kind of sounds like you're threatening me.
No, that the opposite. I'm warning you. I'm not the person shooting up things. That's my point, Baskins. The corporation that you sold yourself to is one of the people sending people into businesses and shooting up the place.
Now, not my place, because you see that little... See that little plaque over there? This right here? And she like slaps it. She slaps the nuts.
Yes, I see, Baskins. I see it.
She taps him.
But
she says, I did this so that wouldn't happen.
Corporations are not your friend, Baskins.
I'm not saying they are, Nash.
Why do you think they will choose you over anyone else? If you become a danger, even on accident, you don't need, they, with all their bureaucracy, all their paperwork, they could change the rules right now, in a minute. Their files could have completely new rules set that all of a sudden you were violating and you had no way of knowing. And then you got yourself a problem, Baskins. How are you going to stop them from bringing in people and shooting up the place because you aren't fucking doing their goddamn dress code that they didn't tell you about?
Well, I'll keep that in mind.
I'm just saying, watch out for yourself. If you're going to be making deals with the devil, know that the devil is always making deals because it benefits him, not you. Also, I'm putting on a show at Nash Vegas tonight. Do you think you could get the word out?
Yes. I'm quite good at that. But here's the thing. You're sort of proving yourself to be a bit of a dangerous man. Getting into business with you is starting to feel a little bit risky. And also, you are asking me to advertise for something that is not at my establishment. And so I think I'd like to revisit our earlier deal if I'm going to be doing any more work for you, Nash.
Well, that's exactly why I came to you, because I wanted to give you the express opportunity to be the first person to get a booth at the first ever Nash Vegas Rebellion Rock Show.
Well, now that does sound fun, but
It sounds fun. There's going to be music, dancing, and guess what? Oh, fries for sale from Baskins.
I think that sounds good. Going to tweak it just a little bit. Our previous deal was I get to do that for a month in your establishment. Right? Correct? 1 month?
Well, it can be Rebellion Rock Festival. Nash. And we put on shows for a month. And you can, yeah?
Permanent booth. Let's roll a hand stuffle.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so what is tan stuff? Okay, so roll plus presence, rolling cashing in a debt or going into debt for another person. All right.
By the way, this is going to be a major level hand stuffle.
Okay. Okay. Roll plus presence. My presence is plus one. So that's a... That's a six.
Oh, no.
Now, Tracy could help out.
I'm going to help out.
Or if you got a tag.
We're
supposed to do that beforehand, but...
Do I have a tag? I don't... Unless...
No.
Unless my blue baby tag will help me in some way. I do not.
You don't want to argue that blue baby tag.
Okay, yeah, no, because I feel like I feel like it's worse. And me being a criminal and asking's probably not a better one.
Okay.
So,
Tracy can't help out.
I can. I will.
And it's plus presence, so that's good.
All right, I'm going to roll for it. Is that it? I just roll?
Man, you should have done one of your moves.
One of my moves?
No, Tracy. Done one of those, like...
Oh.
Yeah, but we didn't plan it. I fell asleep in the car, so I cannot do that.
Wow, look at you playing the game right.
I'm sorry. I actually thought about that before we came, before we walked in the door. I was like, damn it, I can't use my move.
I want you to give yourself a tag that's plays this game right, and you get a plus one for this room.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, authority.
But only one. It's temporary. You only get one.
Okay. Whoa, I rolled a 10 anyway. Flat 10. So plus 4 is 14.
On a plus 10, you give your ally plus 1 to their roll.
And that's enough.
So that gets me to a 7. They'll give the punk what they want, but they will ask for something. Well, yeah, they've asked for something extra.
I think you're actually probably supposed to do this before the other person rolls. But
yeah. Well, whatever. We got to the same point that we were at before, where they want permanent.
We're just having fun here.
We're just having fun. Oh, God. Okay.
Okay, so 7 plus. They will give you the punk, that's you, whatever they want, but will ask for something extra. Sorry, this is the part of my reference sheet that a dog chewed on. Tweak part of the deal and or change the level of commitment. If a punk does not agree to these new terms, negotiations are over. So, I'm going to say we've already done that. Her saying permanent booth was the extra thing.
You drive a hard bargain, Baskins. But I gotta say, if Andy Solutions is still gonna be on the wall of that booth, I'm gonna have to say no.
Let's see if I can get away with not putting the branding on. I think I probably can. You got a deal.
All right. And I reach out to shake their hand.
Yep. And you've done it. Hooray! Oh.
We beat the puzzle.
Gonna put on a concert.
Gonna put on a concert. Is there a pigeon somewhere I can get so I can try to message Mr. B?
Mm-hmm. Sure. You know, she's got a pigeon coop outside. I mean, they have to be right. Perfect. It has to be some kind of like pigeon coop vending machine, right?
I liked the telephone booth. Like, it's a telephone booth, but a pigeon coop. They just live in there.
Mm. Yeah, sure. Mm. Yeah. You actually walk into it's like big. There's like the pigeon coop, and then like attached to it is like a telephone booth, and that's where you do all your actual business. And then it like programs the message into the cybernet. The cyborg pigeon. And then it goes on its way.
But the pigeons are like alive too, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
They're just enhanced. I'm sorry. Are you concerned about animal cruelty here, Jensen?
Yes, that's exactly what it was.
I'm afraid that may happen in Graceland because there are no laws against it. However, to put your mind at ease, I don't know if this is very nice to the pigeons, but I don't think it's like horrifying torture for them or anything.
There's got to be someone who's there who's like feeding them, right? There's like a tender.
Yes, the people who run this definitely seem to understand that taking care of the pigeons makes efficient sense. That like mistreating the pigeons will make it so they don't work well.
It's just good business, right?
Yes.
Well, I go to one of them. It's like a video recording, right?
Yeah, you could do that.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I open up the recorders and I go, "Yo, B, we got we're getting help for Baskins. Tracy is talking with the flight of the French laundry. Things are looking good on our end. How are things looking over at Nash Vegas? Message me back when you get this. Don't eat this bird. Use it to send a message. Okay. Bye. And I send it.
The bird flies off for a moment. And then it almost immediately returns to the coop. And it's got the like little hollow thing on the back that like displays the videos or the messages or something. And this pops up and it says, no such target.
Okay, bird. Look at me. Send this message to Leroy Brown. He's a cat man. All right, go on. And then I try to resend it.
The exact same thing happens. This is unusual. You've definitely sent pigeons to Leroy Brown before.
This isn't television. It's not a greeting card. Survival of the fittest. Survival of the smart. A mystery obscure beyond a doubt. It's up to me. I suss it out.
Leroy, you are groggily coming to, and you don't just feel like that you've been out. Like, all right, let's be honest. Have you ever partaken of the recreational substances at Nash Vegas? Ever done anything harder than a drink?
Mr. B?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Okay. Well, you ever been drunk?
No.
Come on. Work with me.
Mr. B is straight edge.
No catnip?
Okay, now we didn't know catnip was on the table here.
Yeah, but catnip would have the opposite effect. You'd go wild. You'd be like, yeah! It'd be like taking E. But anyway, this is not you waking up from being asleep. Like, you feel like your heart, like, was stopped, and now it's, like, starting to beat again. Like, you're coming back to life, almost. And you are looking up into some bright lights in a ceiling. And your arms and your legs are restrained. You can't move them. And a woman in a surgical mask and scrubs, like, leans over and sort of, like, blocks some of the bright light. And she says, "Oh, is the kitty up from its kitty nap?"
The living dead.